USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Doctors declared 80-year-old President Biden healthy and fit for duty after a physical examination that included removing a lesion from his chest and declaring him free of symptoms of long COVID on Thursday. Senator John Fetterman's doctor claimed during his election campaign he was fit for office. That's not the case with the Democrat from Pennsylvania. Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression.
His chief of staff, Adam Gentleson, said in a statement, "While John has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks." Fetterman suffered a stroke last year before winning the Pennsylvania Senate race. Earlier this month, his office said he was hospitalized after feeling lightheaded, but the test ruled out another stroke. I'm Dave Collins.
The Biden administration turned down a request for federal disaster assistance from Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine in the aftermath of a train derailment in East Palestine. The wreckage led to a large release of toxic vinyl chloride, a dangerous colorless gas chemical. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, said Ohio is not eligible for disaster assistance from the crash at this time, noting the EPA, HHS, and CDC are helping to test water and air quality and to conduct public health assessments first. United Arab Emirates National Energy Company plans to sell about 4% of its natural gas business in an IPO that it hopes will raise $2 billion. Proponents say it will help supply the energy demand in Europe. The Abu Dhabi National Oil Company will sell more than 3 billion shares on the Abu Dhabi Securities Exchange next Thursday. Legendary actor Bruce Willis' condition has progressed into frontotemporal dementia, which has no cure. Willis's family put out a letter Thursday describing the cruel disease. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
President Biden is claiming a series of high-altitude objects the U.S. shot down this month do not appear related to the Chinese government's spy balloon program, but provided no details. Biden also said he expects to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping, but did not provide details on when that may happen. California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom visited a Sacramento County school Thursday to hand out lunches to students and highlight California's new investments in public education.
We were here celebrating the remarkable diversity contribution.
The state has promised universal pre-K, free meals for all students, more academic and mental health support, and lower staff-to-student ratios.
Making everyone feel included and cared for, including people from around the world that have fled injustice.
In addition, the Universal College Savings Account program will start an account for every Californian born after July 1st, 2022. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The 5 police officers charged with murdering Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop in Memphis, Tennessee, are set to appear in court Friday.
They were fired after footage was released of Nichols being beaten after a traffic stop in January, eventually dying 3 days later. 2 Shelby County, Tennessee Sheriff's Office deputies were suspended this week in connection with the death of Nichols. The 5 officers involved, part of a now disbanded Scorpion unit in the Memphis Police Department. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.